And it's coming up to that time, the M1 division on day two of Lent Bumps. You're going to go straight to Phil at the Riverside. Phil.
Hi there, Benedict. Thank you. Yes, I'm here on Ditton Corner once more. This is an exciting event now. This is the M1 race. This is the race where at the top of the division you have Keys M1 who are being chased by Downing. And this year Downing once again are going to be battling for that double headship, as Downing W1 just rode over yesterday and they were heads last year in Lent. And we will be giving you all the updates this week on that. On the river with us today, down on the reach, we've got Emma. I'm here on Ditton Corner. On Grassy, we have Tim. And up on first post, we have Abby. I'm now going to pass to Tim to give us the rundown of the starting order for this division.
All right, thanks, Phil. So, as you said, we've got Keys, followed by Downing, then first and third, Lady Margaret, Queens, Pembroke, Trinity Hall, Jesus, Peterhouse, Claire, Magdalen, Emmanuel, Gerson, King, Christ, Fitzwilliam, Robinson, and the sandwich team is St. Cat's. So we're going to pass down to Abby, who should be having them come past any minute. How's it looking, Abby?
Thanks, Tim. They are indeed passing me right this second. Key's looking very strong. Got a decent boat and a half length between Downing. They're looking very strong and definitely like they want to retain their lead this year. Downing also putting in a very strong performance, not ruling out a chance of a bump between those boats. First and third still coming through, followed by Lady Margaret, a.k.a. St. John's. Behind them, just in view now, is Queens. And behind that, Pembroke look pretty strong, like they might be gaining ground on Queens. Now just coming into view, we've got Trinity Hall and Jesus. Everyone at the moment still in their starting lineup, although Downing appears to be speeding up and gaining ground on Caius. Towards you now, Tim. Have they reached you?
They're heading down the gut as we speak. We've got a pretty steady distance between them all. It's, as you'd expect from a division this high up. It's looking very, very strong and steady. They're powering past up the gut. Keys in the lead, still a boat and a half behind. We've got Downing, so there's not much change in the difference here. Keys going in for a really tight line. They're taking a nice tight line around the corner. They're gaining a little bit on Downing here, so about a two-boat distance. Behind Downing, about three-boat lengths behind, still halfway down the gut, maybe four now. We've got first and third, who it looks like they may be being caught up with a little bit by Lady Margaret. I say that. They've extended their gap a bit. That's a two-length gap between Lady Margaret and first and third. Another boat and a half behind Lady Margaret between them and Queens. All taking perfect lines around the corner. Lady Margaret actually closing in a little bit on first and third there as they head around the grassy corner. As I say, two behind, we've got Queens taking, again, like this perfect line. About three boat lengths behind, two and a half, three boat lengths behind Queens, we have Pembroke. Behind Pembroke, another two boat lengths, Trinity Hall, looking really strong, really powerful, but not quite catching up with him, Pembroke. Good boat and a half behind them. We've got Jesus. It's looking like they might. It's getting very close here. It's about 2 feet behind Jesus. Peterhouse gaining on them, and it looks like this could well be a bump. Oh no, not quite yet. They've escaped. It looks like they may have just escaped for the time being. As they head around the corner, Jesus being tailed very, very closely by Peter House. This could well be a bump. I'm running after them to see. Behind that, we've got Claire. About three boats behind them, we've got Claire. Lengths behind, we've got Claire. It looks like Jesus might have escaped them for the time being. Anyway, we'll pass over to you, sir.
Okay, so here on Ditton Corner, I've just had Keys and Downing come past. First and third are coming by right now. There's quite a bit of distance between first and third and Downing, so it doesn't look like there's going to be a bump there. But there's only about three quarters of a boat length between first and third and Lady Margaret, who are chasing them. So we'll see what happens to them later on the reach. About one and a half boat lengths between Lady Margaret and the Queen's two, who are just coming past me. And that's all I can say. Oh, no, here we've got Pembroke coming round into the second quarter now. They're looking all right. There's about three boat lengths between them on the Queen's two.
following Of the Jesus crew. It looks like the Jesus crew well bumped Trinity Hall. Any second now. Following the Jesus crew is the Peterhouse crew. It could be anyone's guess here. There's about a half a canvas between all three of these two. Jesus taking a very tight line around Ditton. They have the line on Trinity Hall. It looks like Peterhouse is very wide. Peterhouse may have lost it. They played very well after bumps here. Pulling our fifth quarter onto the wall. Pulling the Peterhouse in Claire M1. Have we got any more action up at Grassy?
Grassy, it looks like everyone's come by, actually. It was close between Kings and Christ. Possibly back round near the starting point. We might have some... We're looking for Fitzwilliam Robinson and St. Cat. Abby, can you help us there?
Yes, I've just been right up to the starting line. Robinson was showing exactly how it was done with respect to Fitz. They have bumped them literally within seconds of us starting. Also, looks like potentially Gerting could have bumped Manuel. They were also pulled over on the sidelines. There's definitely been a bump between those two teams.
Okay, coming round different corner, I have got Christ. Christ are chasing Kings. There's only about a canvas, maybe less now, as they go out of different corner. Let's just pass to Emma to see if there's any updates on that Jesus Trinity Hall chase that was going on earlier on. And then to the other
I'm on the long reach at the moment, and they're all starting to come around Ditton Corner. It looks like there may have been a bump between Lady Margaret and First and Third. I'm not sure, but they were getting very close up there. So we'll find out more about that later. We've got Carr just running past. They're looking like they might be catching a bit, catching Peterhouse possibly, but we'll see. Is there any more news where you are, Tim?
Where I am, it looks like Emmanuel actually just casually rowing past. This could have been because of being bumped by Gerton, as Abby said. Abby, anything else from you? Can you confirm the bumps that you mentioned earlier?
Yes, it's definitely Fitzwilliam being bumped by Robinson right down the bottom of the division. It looks like St. Cat's will row through as they just pass them. Indeed, Gerton bumped Emmanuel, it looks like. That is all it is down from the start now. Everyone is out past us.
Hello, Abby?
Yes?
We've just had a bump. Christ have just bumped Kings. So I can confirm that Christ have bumped Kings.
Okay, so the rundown as we see it at the moment, we have Keys rowing over, Downing rowing over. First and Third have possibly been bumped by Lady Margaret. We'll come back to you on that one. Queen's rowing over. Then there was a very tight race. Pembroke rowing over. Then there was a very tight race between Trinity Hall, Jesus and Peterhouse. Now, I think Peterhouse may have lost it. We don't know if Jesus will be on to Trinity Hall. We'll come back with updates on that. Flair rowing over. Magdalen rowing over. Emmanuel got bumped by Gerton. King's bumped by Christ. Fitzwilliam bumped by Robinson and some cats rowing over. So, Emma, any updates on any of those?
Yeah, it looks like Pit Hall have been bumped by Jesus on the long reach.
That's one more bump. And if that's everything, Emma, let's pass back to the studio.
Pretty much all that remains to be done is for Phil Ashworth down at the cam side to tell us what the results were of that race as confirmed. Phil.
Hi, Benedict. Thank you. Yes, I'm here at Race Control down near the Bay Ferry. And I have the official results here. I'm going to go from the bottom up, actually. So from the sandwich boat, St. Catherine's M1, they rode over. Then we have Robinson bumped up on Fitzwilliam 1. Price bumped up on Kings. Gerton bumped up on Emmanuel. Magdalen rode over. Claire rode over. Peterhouse, who were painfully close to Jesus, also rode over because Jesus just bumped Trinity Hall on the reach, I believe. Pembroke rode over, sorry. Queens rode over. Lady Margaret bumped up on First and Third. And, of course, there was a tussle at the top between Keys and Downing. And it looks like Downing is still in second. Keys are going to hold their headship today for another day. So Downing rode over and Keys rode over.
So the fight for the headship is on again.